Colorado Springs Gazette, June 29, 1878. Letter from Alamosa to the editor of the Gazette. Alamosa, June 1878. Thinking you would be glad to hear from this town, I drop you a few lines. It is situated on the Rio Grande, about halfway from Garland to Del Norte. Nearly all the buildings of the former place and some business firms of the latter place are coming here with a rush. The streets are well laid out, and some grading has already been done. The town site appears to be on low ground, as some parts of it give the appearance of being flooded from the Rio Grande, and yet it would be impossible to find any higher ground for 20 miles in any direction. There is an immense growth of sagebrush in the streets, and as far as the eye can reach south and west, it can be seen. The town is so new that the rabbits dodge among brush to keep from being trod upon by the passing pilgrims. The scream of the engine of the D and RG railway will awaken a new interest and give greater activity, and the town will be full of life this summer. It will be the resort of a great many tourists, as the Rio Grande at this point is filled with trout nearly all seasons of the year and eels the rest. The current is so slow that boating is perfectly safe, and there are many shady nooks both above and below town where pleasure parties could spend days with pleasure and profit. If your people should have an excursion on the 4th of July to this place, you will not regret to have come. There are two hotels already on the ground, Anderson's and Burns. I found the landlord of the latter place a genial man, and can truthfully say he keeps a good house, with an abundance of good things to please the most fastidious. The stagecoach brought us safely to this place, from Garland 32 miles, but we must say farewell to that pioneer, from this point eastward forever. We do not regret the change, yet the stagecoach is a good place to form new acquaintances as well as to renew old ones. We had a jolly company of 9 passengers. Nearly all the professions were represented in that little company. A microcosm in a stagecoach. Stopping only a day, we regret the necessity of leaving the new, attractive, and wide-awake Alamosa for the regions beyond. L. Pellegrino.